I think it's an important thing. I'm like the Archbishop. I'm optimistic about us, and I feel like in mission that we, as a tradition, have very important aspects of our tradition that are very applicable and we can bear significant fruit in the world in which we live. I do think we need a substantial reorientation of how we go about things. But in two kind of brief talks, I just want to suggest a couple of things that we make this a more central focus of our prayer, and then I want to later on invite people to join us in a conversation. So I think the topic of mission needs to occupy a larger space on our agendas. We've all been encouraged over the last couple years by the movement towards unity we've experienced as an energy. And this is an important foundation for our mission. As the Archbishop said, we've undermined ourselves by internal and external disunity. And unity is connected to mission, as Jesus prayed in John 17, that they may be one, that the world may know, which suggests that if they're not one, not together, the world is not going to know, at least not as effectively. However, I don't think that while unity is a foundation, that organic unity in the G4 is our most pressing challenge. I think our most pressing challenge is to discover and develop our mission. We are facing significant challenges, at least in North America, in mission. Many of our churches are aging and are not reproducing themselves with new spiritual offspring. However, when we gather as a church to do our organizational business historically, we've done a pretty good job of ignoring that fact. And I want us to change our priorities. I urge and exhort us to place prayer for mission and dialogue about mission at the top and center of our agendas. It's easy to interpret the call to mission as a criticism of our ministries, of your ministries, and I think that's the wrong message. We in our church have very good and godly people doing very good things in many places. Our problem is that the mission we started with as a movement can no longer be our mission. We have not adjusted as a movement to a changed cultural environment. Our original mission was to define and defend Anglican Catholic orthodoxy and to differentiate ourselves from the heresy that arose in the mid-20th century Anglican tradition. The heroes of our movement took a stand for the truth, and many paid a price for it. Because of that heroism, it was a church for me to come back to when I went through a conversion in college. Because of that heroism, we have a church that we can be sustained by and live together in as we move towards the eternal hope we have in Christ. And so we should never lose sight of that. And even as we want to reach out, we should not become sort of overly self-critical and discontented. We have a lot of good among us. But this defining and defending can no longer be our primary mission. We now know who we are, and we are who we are. But what are we going to do now to bear witness in more effective ways in the new world in which we find ourselves? How are we going to reach some of the lost and wounded of our culture? How are you going to reach at least some of the lost and wounded in the neighborhood or region of your church? They don't know what an Anglican Catholic is, and they don't care. Unless an Anglican Catholic will love them and introduce them to Christ and into the fellowship of his church. When I began my ministry in the 1980s, you could still develop a church by advertising our unique strengths to people who were looking for church. You cannot do that in most places anymore. Fewer and fewer people are looking for a church at all. For many, the church is either irrelevant to their lives or, worse, has been a source of a wound because they've been hurt somewhere by a church. How do we reach out to people in this new setting, which is dramatically different than the setting in which we started? How do we define and develop our mission? If we're honest, we don't really know what to do, and we should admit as much. Thus, this can be a good thing, I think, this sort of helplessness, if we embrace our vulnerability and our need to trust God in new ways. Moses didn't know what to do when his back was to the Red Sea and was facing the thundering herds of approaching Egyptian soldiers. But he found a new way forward because he listened to God, he prayed, he trusted God. I want to make a modest proposal for a starting place. Because we do not know what to do, we need to establish a corporate habit and pattern of fasting and praying for the mission of our church. In Acts, the early church, for 9 days, prayed and waited in the upper room. They waited for the Holy Spirit to come. We can take this 9 day as an extended idea of a season for us. We need to enter into an extended season as a church of church-wide prayer and fasting for mission. About 7 or 8 years ago, Bishop Wilson visited our diocese, and he preached a couple places, and he got up and he said, if you want your churches to grow, you need to fast and pray. It's kind of convicting because in South Sudan, when they fast, I mean, their normal diet is fasting for most of us. They don't eat anything for 3 days and pray. So when he told us that, we sort of said, we need to take this seriously. And we established, time eludes me now, but 5, 6, 7 years ago, Wednesdays is a day of fasting and prayer for the mission of our church. We established it at St. Matthew's Church, and now we're pushing it out into the Diocese of Holy Trinity. Every Wednesday, we ask people to fast in some way. Young people who can fast can really fast if you have health problems. There's so many things you can fast from. Most people should fast from electronics for a day. Try that. It's a lot harder than some of the food stuff. But in some way, you fast on Wednesday, and then we ask people to pray a litany for mission that we've developed. I propose we make this a practice for the entire church, a day a week on which we fast and pray for the mission of our church. The activity of fasting and prayer for mission will put the topic of mission on the map of our church. And praying about it is the way to begin before we start developing all kinds of neat answers. But prayer is something we can really do. And I would say if we cannot commit to praying and fasting for a mission, we're just not really very serious about it. As we fast and pray, we need to listen for God's voice and guidance and discuss the new things we might do, which may vary depending on the circumstance and environment you find yourselves in. Everyone's participation in mission will look different depending on your setting, your gifts, the opportunities that are there. But nobody has no opportunities. There's always a way to articulate out the mission. We can discuss what we might do, the new doors we might open into our churches, the new ways we might reach out to those who are not now our members, the new good works we might do. Prayer for mission and discussion about church renewal and mission need to be regular weekly activities of our church. And these need, I think, to be a more central focus of our discussion when we gather together for synods. So that's my first thoughts on the matter. Thanks.